priest friend of mine who was chaplain to a comprehensive school for many years tells me about a visit he had from an old pupil, a lad he had not seen for 30 years or heard anything of, and he was surprised to be run up and asked if he could see this lad, this man. He remembered a bright young lad full of confidence and full of friendliness, and when he turned up he hardly recognized him. He'd lost his hair, his eyes were sunken, he had a look of failure about him. And what he said, the man said to him, was that he felt he had lost his soul, that he had been a bad influence on many people during his life, and now he felt a deep longing for that part of himself that he had lost, his lost innocence, as he put it. And he told his sad tale very frankly, and then he put this request to the priest: make me the boy I was when I was 16. Make me the boy I was when I was 16. The priest was moved by this and knew exactly what he meant. And what the man said to him, "I want to find my way back to the path I once knew. Is it possible?" he asked. "Anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it," Jesus tells us in today's gospel. And what he is really doing is recalling us to our lost childhood. There is in every human heart a degree of longing for the lost childhood of the person we once were. And the wonderful truth is that Jesus makes it possible for us, no matter how old we are, no matter what life has done to us, or what life experience have done to us, Jesus can restore our lost innocence, our lost self. And it is a gift he offers to us any time we return to him, every time we come to Mass. Let me tell you about Judy. About a year after Judy became a Catholic and I had a small part in her conversion, she came to me asking to be helped to go deeper into her faith. I knew she had plenty of means and that she had plenty of time, so I suggested a retreat. And she took up the idea and a couple of weeks later took herself up the M6 from Birmingham to North Wales, to a beautiful place called Penmanmaur. And the night she arrived there, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who was running the place, a sister. And she said, "I don't think we're going to be able to hold on to Judy. She's panicking." I heard nothing for the rest of the week. But a week later, I had a letter from her. And she said, "By the end of my week, I felt I was myself for the first time since I was a young girl. By the end of the week, I felt I was truly myself for the first time since I was a young girl. I was myself." This was a great gift she felt. And when we later discussed it, she said that this restored, recovered self and innocence was different from the self she was as a 15-year-old. She believed, she said, that the first innocence was immature, not responsible, unused to sorrow and to evil. And the second was, she thought, transformed by suffering and sorrow and evil. The first self, she felt, was incapable of serious wrongdoing. The second self, she felt, was unwilling to do wrong. The man who said to the priest, "Make me the boy I was when I was 16, believed that that was possible. And Judy hardly knew about it, hardly knew what she was looking for in that retreat. But it happened. She found her true self. So what Jesus offers us over and over again is to help us to find our true self. Oftentimes during our lives we've been pulled out of our true selves by our life's experiences. And we feel the dark forces of our world pulling us away. But as we become more aware of our true identity as a child of God, we also see more clearly the forces, the dark forces, that try to convince us that things spiritual are false substitutes for the real things of life. The important thing I suggest is to remember that Jesus has won the victory over the world for us and enables us to do the same. He offers us the freedom of the children of God and the freedom of being our true self. Somebody whose books I often quote to you says very simply, protect your innocence. Protect your innocence by holding on to the truth that you are a child of God and deeply loved.